Senate Bill 364 is creates the Television Electronic Recycling Act. The background behind this is last year we passed Senate Bill 720, which started a recycling program for computers. Everybody was on board. This seems to be a very popular program. And, you know, just a little bit of background real quick. We started in this because a lot of programs developed over this across the U.S., just like the farm in Pulaski County, where the guy was letting people pay, and they thought that he was recycling and getting rid of computers and TVs, et cetera. And now that 250-acre farm is just cluttered up with all kinds of recycles. So that was the reason for the recycling program of computers. We tried to do TVs last year also. The TV people in negotiations just were not quite ready. That was last year. This year, they've come to us and said, hey, we want to be part of the program. This is a huge issue, a huge problem. We're going to be in trouble with the environmentalists and everybody else if we don't address this problem ourselves. So they work with us in the negotiations and have really kind of spearheaded this effort. The one reason for this is, well, there's two or three main reasons. One of the major reasons is there's a lot of older TV companies that no longer exist but the TVs are still there. And they're just lasting longer, and those people are out of business. So they don't know how to get rid of them. Put them in dumps where we don't need them. Put them, you know, and so that was one of the main reasons. The other thing is we got lots of new manufacturers who have not really felt the responsibility for this yet, and some of the older manufacturers are wanting them to start help paying. So what we set up is a deal starting in 11 and in 12 that makes all TV manufacturers register all their brands of TVs that they sell in the state of Missouri with the Department of Natural Resources. And they also pay at that time a $2,500 fee. They have to pay $2,500 yearly thereafter. They are also going to have to recycle starting in 12 according to their and pay according to their market share and work with the Department of Natural Resources on this. We have set up with the Department of Natural Resources and the Attorney General that there will be fines of up to $10,000 starting people that don't comply with this. We're just trying, I think we're doing TVs, computers. I think you're going to look at a lot of things that we're going to have to recycle down the road. I could talk for 15 or 20 minutes, but the floor leaders told me I don't have much time, so I'll just try to answer anybody's questions.
Senator from Webster has moved that Senate Bill 364 be perfected and ordered printed. Senator from 8th was seeking recognition. What reason do you rise?
I'd like to inquire the Senator from Webster.
Senator Webster, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields. Proceed.
Senator, why would we want to pass along a tax increase on the sale of widescreen televisions right now at this horrible time in our economy when we're struggling?
You think this is a tax increase?
I feel like 100% certain that it is, because when you require a manufacturer or a retailer to do something that costs them money, and then you charge them a fee, and you create all kinds of fine situation if they don't do exactly what you say. Only in the world of imagination do we imagine a world where that doesn't get passed on, and it increases the cost of every single television that is sold in the state of Missouri by some amount. And then that means, because there is this law called supply and demand, which the federal government's trying to outlaw, that says that you eventually are going to lead to fewer sales because fewer people are going to be able to buy the televisions if you make them. And you know who is least likely to be able to buy them are poorer people. So the plans like this, which all, I mean, it sounds great. We're going to be green. We're going to, you know, we're going to force. Somebody pays for it.
What's the alternative, Senator? What's the alternative? I mean, you're going to clutter up the dumps. You're going to clutter, you got to, you know, pollute the waters. I mean, we're going to, this society is going to have to pay some bills. Pure and simply, we're going to have to pay some bills. And I don't care if they add on a cost, et cetera. I mean, it's a different, it's a philosophical difference between you and I, I'm sure. But I definitely feel that society, as it's growing and its speedy growth, is going to have to pay bills. And you just can't turn your back on it and say, hey, we can't be doing these kind of things.
Well, when the market is ready, the market
the
will...
The TV people think the market's ready, Senator.
When the, well, then why don't they do it without our mandating it? Why don't they do it without our mandating it?
If they need the cooperation of DNR and the Attorney General's office, pure and simply. Here's a letter from Thompson. Thompson's the largest video technology company in the world. They're not the largest TV manufacturer, but close. They are really asking for this. And along with the other companies, we've got the cooperation of these people. And I'm thinking that a $5 or $10 charge per TV is a small price to pay for not having fields and silos, et cetera, full of TVs.
Senator, if I wish that for every $5 or $10 we've added to this or that or the other thing around here over the 10 years I've been here, you know what? Pretty soon that adds up to real money for people who are earning $30,000-$40,000 a year. You know, we passed a senator from St. Charles that, I forget which one's the junior and which one's the senior. The junior senator from St. Charles.
It's the senior.
We passed a bill out of here the other day that added to the cost every time somebody buys a car. You know, there's another going to be another $200.
This didn't cost the state anything.
And this is happening on Republican watch. And all this is happening on Republican watch. And that's what kind of disturbs me. I read here on page 6, line 17, the department shall educate consumers about the recovery of covered televisions. Who's going to pay for that? Is DNR going to be out buying ad time and trying to convince the public that it needs to recycle television?
There will be some cost with DNR, but it'll be small. Most of the costs are going to be paid by the manufacturers, and it's just like you said. I agree that there'll probably be some increase in prices, but I think it's a small price to pay for cleaning up the environment. And
so
I know you don't think of me as a real environmentalist, but I probably am. I mean, I think farmers are probably the best conservationists and environmentalists around.
Well, let me ask you this, because I'll tell you the number. I don't throw away very many televisions over the course of my life. So if you look at the amount of landfill that it takes for the televisions I throw away, it's tiny compared to two other things. I got a 14-year-old boy that eats a box of cereal a day, essentially. And he pours milk over top of it and drinks doggone near a gallon of milk a day. All right? And so I'm putting all kinds of plastic milk things and cardboard boxes in landfills. Should we adopt a program which requires manufacturers of breakfast cereal and all of the dairies to register each of their deals and to impose a fee for every gallon of milk sold and every box of cereal sold?
You're going
because
to the extreme,
because we want to encourage recycling of those two things.
You're going to the extreme. Now, if you're going to filibuster bill, I'll just lay it over.
No. Well, I am thoroughly not unenthusiastic about your bill, but I'm inclined, Justin, we'll see whether anybody else feels, probably this thing will pass with only my no vote. I'm probably not going to filibuster it, and I'm going to hope that because it's March 31st and this is a Senate bill, that it won't make it into law and I'm not going to filibuster it, because it doesn't rise to the level for me of filibuster passion. I try to reserve that for really big, you know, life issues. and this isn't one of them. But, Senator, I was hoping I could just prevail on you to just say, hey, you know what, you're right, we shouldn't be doing this, but maybe
hey, listen, not. I want to a sideline real briefly. I thought of your son the other afternoon because I've got, in CRP land, I've got all these locusts, and they're not real big yet, and I've vowed to get rid of them so I can actually spray and make it more quail and wildlife friendly. So I take snippers and cut them and then poison. And I thought, if I just had a troop of about 10 boys, like Senator
Do you realize how many hours I spent walking up and down a bean field spraying for sunflower seeds with Roundup?
Exactly.
On blazing hot days. That's getting exactly cut up right by those beans. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Any other senators seek recognition on the motion of the senator from Webster? Senator from Kate, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the senator from Webster.
Senator from Webster, yield?
Yeah, right. Good point.
Senator from Webster,
yield.
He yields. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I'm trying to get an understanding, and I'm sorry I missed your entering discussion. What is the problem that you're trying to fix with this bill?
All the digital companies that have come out, you know, in recent years have made so many old TVs obsolete, and we're just and they still last forever. And you know, with the high def stuff that's come in, and we've got all the new companies coming in that are not really having to pay any bill, they need to realize that they're going to have to help cooperate and start cleaning this thing up. And that's exactly what's happened. That high def stuff has done that. The other thing is the Midwest is the leading recycler in the whole U.S. We're way ahead of everybody except the Middle Atlantic states, eons ahead. Yeah, but we've only really been in existence where we're really organized for about 3 years for recycling. So there's just lots of room, and this is just a start. Here's the bar graph, Senator. Shows the Midwest, and we're just trying to carry on and be an example to the rest of the country. This bill is actually patterned after North Carolina.
What's the problem? I'm trying to understand the problem. I understand
the pollution in the landfills,
The pollution in the landfills.
And the landfills,
and
the water,
this bill
and the landscape.
Stop that?
Yes.
How is this bill going to stop that by not being able to afford TVs anymore? Or, I mean, what's the goal?
No. What will happen is DNR develops a recycling program. If you'll read there, they're required in by 2012 to have a recycling program in place according to the percentage of their market share. And then a lot of that recycling that's done, a lot of these parts are then used again. The lead's taken out, the old tubes and this kind of thing, which are actually recycled, either reused or incinerated, as opposed to what we're doing now. I mean, I could just take you to fields full of these things, Senator.
But that's illegal, is to dump them in the fields right now. It's
it
illegal,
is,
right?
But it's being done.
Well, I understand,
and we're
but
just
it's
trying
illegal
to stiffen that up. We're trying to stiffen that up. If you look also there in the bill, the Attorney General's working with the department and with the fines.
They can do that now. There's nothing to prohibit that from now. I mean, what I'm trying to is sort of what the senator from the 8th is talking about. You're looking at putting a $2,500 initial registration fee for everyone that sells a TV.
And $2,500 thereafter every year.
Every year. So every Best Buy, every small business owner, everybody has got to get this new little ticket from the state of Missouri in order to sell a television, as I understand.
It says television manufacturer. It's the actual manufacturer.
The actual. So we're going to get a LG in Korea actually manufactures every TV. I don't care who says it. They got like 90% of the market share. So we're going to be able in the state of Missouri to force a Korean company in order to pay a $2,500 fee to the state of Missouri?
If they are the manufacturer, yes, Senator.
Okay, how do we do that? How do you make either, the Korean company...
It says in the bill that they either do that or they don't sell.
Well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to go... I mean, are you going to send Chris Koster to Korea and go clean house?
If we have to.
All right, very good.
If we have to, Senator.
He'll probably stop at Hong Kong and pick up some suits. So you got to build that into the schedule.
Knowing Koster, he probably would.
I agree. For sure. I agree. So you got to be able to make sure. All right. So you're saying that any television manufacturer who intends to sell televisions in Missouri must register. Well, what happens if they don't sell televisions in Missouri and they sell them to Walmart in Batesville, Arkansas, and then out of Batesville, Arkansas, Walmart shifts them into Missouri, and Walmart never manufactured them.
Yeah, I'm trying to say.
What happens if they sell them to Sam's in Batesville, Arkansas, and they never come in? What happens if they sell them to Home Depot in Atlanta, Georgia? What happens if the only one I see is the small business owner, Shovelbine's Music, TVs and radios at 934 Broadway in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, that actually could get stuck having to pay all of this stuff?
Senator, do you want to waste the time on the rest of the bills? Are you going to filibuster if you are?
I don't like this bill. I think you're wasting our time.
Mr. President, put this bill on the informal calendar.